Did you see combat in the country of Germany?
Yeah.
So how did that make you feel? Here you come back to your home country.
You don't think. You got a mission. I'm not a philosopher. You know, one thing could be that I personally didn't have bad experiences. Yeah, if some of my family would have been killed, it would have been different. But my beef was with Hitler.
So that was the first time you'd gone back to Germany since you left?
Yeah.
In Germany, you were in combat for how long?
After we got across the Rhine, we were pretty much in reserve. And the German army was pretty well destroyed, so really there was not much. I mean, there was fighting, yes, but no heavy battles. And then in April, we wound up on the Elbe River, E-L-B-E, about 30, 40 miles west of Berlin. That's where we waited for the Russians. The Germans were trying to surrender and cross the Elbe River to surrender to us instead of being captured by the Russians. In 3 days, we had about 35,000 German prisoners come over in our regimental sector. They came in boats, rafts, or swam. We had a big farm which had barns and stables, kind of in a quadrangle. We could hold about 2,000 prisoners at a time. We put them in these buildings. Then, whenever there were trucks available, we would ship these people back. One thing, the American army was so thinly spread that I forgot how many miles we covered, I mean our regiment. Whole German units were able to pass through. What we did, when they came across the Elbe River, we lined them up in columns of 1,000 with their weapons. We had a jeep in front and a jeep behind, and then we marched them into this stockade. Once they are there, we had them throw their weapons on a pile. We had 15 MPs to handle these prisoners. That's how thinly we were spread out. We didn't have the manpower to search them. What we did, we put guards on the rooftops of the stables and barns. How many got away, I don't know. What happened also, I went by the stockade, and there was a young second lieutenant who did not have much army experience. He threw up his hands. Well, as the only officer there, I took charge. The colonel thought that was a good idea, since I spoke German anyway. I organized these prisoners into companies and put officers in charge of them, and that's how I handled them. But we did not sleep for 3 days because we had continuous traffic, and as I say, a total of 35,000.
Were they easy to control?
Yeah, they were glad that they didn't get captured by the Russians. Of course, we took for our personal use all the pistols and stuff that we wanted. This place where I was running this prison camp was about 50, 60 miles from where I was as a trainee for Palestine. So well, you talk about the irony of fate.
Well, now, you must have had some feelings about that. That must have been strange to you.
Well, I didn't know this till a few weeks ago, till I looked at a map. I was looking for this little village called Halbe, and I scrolled over on my computer. And all of a sudden, here's this little village. I didn't know how close that was.
Until just a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Wow. That had to be a feeling that came over.
Yeah, that's where you get satisfaction.
Right.
So basically, combat was over. We moved back when the Russians took over. We wound up in Bavaria in a little town on the Danube. And then the army had released soldiers based on a point system. Since the 45th was one of the first units mobilized, most of us had more points than the rest of the soldiers. So I came home in October 45.
The war was over in May of 1945.
In Europe. VE Day was, what, August, I believe.
Hitler died in 45.
Yeah.
In April.
Yeah.
You remember your feelings about hearing that Hitler was dead?
I don't know. I mean, we had won the war, and I knew what would happen to him.
But your motivation for joining that National Guard troop was accomplished.
Yeah.